A reading from the book of the prophet Habakkuk. How long, O Lord? I cry for help, but you do not listen. I cry out to you, violence, but you do not intervene. Why do you let me see ruin? Why must I look at misery? Destruction and violence are before me. There is strife and clamorous discord. Then the Lord answered me and said, write down the vision clearly upon the tablets so that one can read it readily. For the vision still has its time, presses on to fulfillment, and will not disappoint. If it delays, wait for it. It will surely come. It will not be late. The rash one has no integrity, but the just one, because of his faith, shall live. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Come worship the Lord, for we are his people, the flock that he shepherds. Alleluia.
Come worship the Lord, for we are his people, the flock that he shepherds.
Sing to the Lord and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Let us come with thanksgiving and sing joyful songs to the Lord.
Come worship the Lord. People, the flock that he shepherds. Alleluia.
Come, let us bow down and worship, bending the knee before the Lord, our Maker. For we are his people, we are the flock that he shepherds.
Come worship the Lord, for we are his people, the flock that he shepherds.
The mighty God, the great King o'er all other gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea, it belongs now to him. The dry land too was formed by his hand.
Come worship the Lord, for we are his people, the flock that he shepherds.
A reading from the second letter of St. Paul to Timothy. beloved, I remind you to stir into flame the gift of God that you have through the imposition of my hands. For God did not give us a spirit of cowardice, but rather of power and love and self-control. So do not be ashamed of your testimony to our Lord, nor of me, a prisoner for his sake, but bear your share of hardship for the gospel with the strength that comes from God. Take as your norm the sound words that you heard from me in the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. Guard this rich trust with the help of the Holy Spirit that dwells within us. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Gospel according to Luke.
The
apostles said to Jesus, "Increase our faith." The Lord replied, "If you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you would say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it would obey you. Who among you would say to your servant, who has just come in from plowing or tending sheep in the field, 'Come here immediately and take your place at table'? Would he not rather say to him, 'Prepare something for me to eat, put on your apron and wait on me while I eat and drink'? You may eat and drink when I am finished. Is he grateful to that servant because he did what he was commanded? So should it be with you. When you have done all you have been commanded, say, 'We are unprofitable servants. We have done what we were obliged to do.'" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning. And how are you? As I've been talking about for years, when I'm at a mission or something and people ask me what I think is the greatest problem in the church or the crisis in the church, and I've said for years, and I stand by it more than ever, what the first reading in the gospel talk about: faith, our lack of faith. We look at everything from this world's perspective. We look at life from that way. We look at death from that way. We look at everything without faith. We don't have the faith that can move mountains. We don't have the faith that knows that no matter all the garbage that's happening in the world now, and there's so much garbage in the world, in our lives, that God always wins. It's this type of faith that we need, that just the anchor that God is in control of everything. And God can do anything, and if we're doing his will, all things are possible. But we need that faith. And we need to be as the apostles. These are the apostles of the church, and they're begging Jesus, increase our faith. So we need to begin the same place. Increase our faith. Increase our faith. Increase our faith that we believe in miracles. We believe that God can do anything. We believe that all things are going to work together. That's where we begin. But then when we go into our prayer, I love that here is St. Paul telling Timothy. Now, Timothy, of course, is a priest. He's a bishop. And sometimes priests and bishops think that they have it all in gear. But when they think that, they are far from God, even though they're a priest, even though they're a bishop or a cardinal or a deacon or someone who's big in the church. Whenever we think that we're doing fine, then we fall into what I talked about last week. Very brief homily last week. What did I talk about? Does anybody remember? Spiritual sloth. One of the 7 deadly sins. That thing where we just don't care. We're complacent spiritually. And so Paul's reminding Timothy, may I remind you, Timothy, bishop, to stir into a flame the gift that God gave you when we laid our hands upon you. Now, what did Timothy get when Paul laid his hands upon him? Do you remember? The Holy Spirit. So he says, I want you to stir that spirit within you. Every time you go to pray, every time you're trying to live the Christian life. If we try to live the Christian life by our own power, we will always fail. We will always fail. We will keep ourselves focused on ourselves. We'll keep ourselves focused on our weaknesses. And we'll think, I just can't do it. God can't do it because I've tried. You've tried because you've tried to do it under your own power. You've tried to do it because I'm a bishop. I'm a priest. I'm a deacon. I'm a daily mass person. You tried to do it because of what you have done instead of trying and succeeding by the power of God. Remember, after Paul says, stir into a flame this gift that we gave you when we laid hands upon you. That means every day. And we can do that by daily devotion to the Holy Spirit, by praying a prayer of the Holy Spirit, which I have talked about many times, that we need to be people that I've spoken about, that when I'm out speaking, when I'm speaking anywhere, when I'm sick or I don't feel good, that the Spirit of the living God sets me on fire and people come to watch me burn. It's because of him. 100% him. And so once that happens and we surrender ourselves to the Spirit all the time, then it says the Spirit that God gives us, which we stir into a flame, isn't a cowardly spirit, or the old translation used to be a spirit of fear. So we got to think, is my spirit of courage or is my spirit of fear? If my spirit is of fear, it's because I'm not surrendering my life to God's Spirit. Again, fear has overtaken me. That is not where God is calling us to. The spirit that God gives us is not a spirit of fear or a cowardly spirit. But the old translation says one that makes us strong, loving, and wise. Or here gives us power, love, self-control. But it's all the same thing, that when you and I surrender to God's Spirit, we're not living lives of fear. Now, you and I have to be in our heart of hearts thinking, am I living a life of fear? That things might not work out, that the devil might have his way, that things might break up. Am I living this life constantly afraid? What if Jesus comes? Oh, what if there's 3 days of darkness? What if these things happen? If I'm living a fear, what does Jesus say about fear? Fear is useless. What is needed is trust. Same reality. But if we're spending time in the Word every day, we will know this. I'm just saying. Fear is useless. What is needed is trust. So if fear is the thing that's operating my life, it's a useless reality according to God himself. I need to have this faith. I need to have this strength. I need to have this power that comes from God. And so then I become strong. I can handle things. I become loving, which means I'm always more concerned about other people than I am about myself. Love, again, is not about the la-la, tiptoeing through the tulips, being nice all the time. Love sometimes strong. Love sometimes fighting. Love sometimes doesn't get along. Have you ever seen a community that sometimes doesn't get along, especially when they're working on Oktoberfest together? Have you ever seen it? That people might fight, they might argue, but we're still a community of love. We still have to lay down our life for each other. After everything we've done, God told us what we are today at the end of the gospel. What is that? The very last line of the gospel today. It was only about 5 minutes ago. After we have done everything we have been commanded to do, we must say we are unprofitable servants. Or the old translation, a worthless servant. Very good. That's what we are. We've been working our weekend, all weekend, real hard. Everybody doesn't appreciate it. I'm just a worthless servant. Thank you, God. But again, I do what I do out of love. And I can do that if I'm doing it under God's power, not my own. If I'm trying to do it under my power, bickering, fighting, trying to get my own way, all bad, 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 because it's all about me. But if I do it under the Spirit of God's power, great things can happen because I lay down my life in love the way Christ laid down his life on the cross. And then finally, I have this gift of self-control or wisdom that I know what I got to do to go to heaven. Like yesterday, I said to someone, oh, this is going to be make you a saint. And they said, I don't think so. I'm going to hell. Well, that is the option. But that's not what God wants us to be. He gives us all the power to be saints. And if you are living by the power of God's Spirit, you know that. You know that's your call. You know that's your goal. And you have the wisdom and self-control to do all that stuff. God did not create you and me for purgatory or hell. I'm sorry, Father Wright's going to be awful upset with me. But he did not create you for purgatory or hell. God created you and me for heaven. And so if we're operating our life by the Holy Spirit, we know that. We're living that. So today, the call of the gospel is a strong gospel. It's a strong call that we stop trying to do it ourselves and we surrender to God's Spirit. We fan into a flame that gift that we may not be live a life of fear, but live a life that's strong, loving, and wise. You got it? You get it? Are you going to live it? May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let us